Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Alpharetta, Georgia, it's time for Alpharetta Business Radio, spotlighting the area's best businesses and the people who lead them.
This is your host, Chris Deacle, with Alpharetta Business Radio. Glad to have everybody with us this morning. We have two great people that are going to talk to us about the Johns Creek Foundation and the Johns Creek Symphony Orchestra. Wayne Bachman, did we get that right?
Getting closer. Bauman. Yep.
Bauman, okay. I have a terrible time with names, especially without my glasses. And we have Wayne Carroll, who is a board member with the Johns Creek Foundation. So we're glad to have you gentlemen with us. If I could start with you, Wayne Carroll, Wayne 1. tell us about the Johns Creek Foundation, what it does, who it serves, and how you work with the community.
Well, the Johns Creek Foundation started in 2007. And it's an organization of some people very involved in the city that got together to do simply things that would help enhance the life of businesses and citizens
within the boundaries of Johns Creek, the city limits. And we've had some great success over the past few years. We've given them well over $75,000 to different entities. We're a 501c3 and have a great time working with those individuals that get funds through us through different grant applications.
I see. How long has that organization been in existence?
2007.
2007. And why did it get started in the first place?
Well, there were a lot of individuals that were involved in putting the city together, a lot of city activism and people that wanted to see the absolute best that could happen for the city of Johns Creek. There's numerous organizations, obviously one with Wayne Bauman here with the Symphony Orchestra of Johns Creek, that are involved in looking at funding that we work through different groups, peoples, and our main fundraiser, which is the Mayor's Ball, towards the end of the year in the autumn, that raise funds that we give through grant applications that help the Arts Foundation, different benefactors that work within the city to make the entire area that much more beneficial for its residents and those visiting our city.
I see. And who are the types of organizations you help?
We help the schools. We help the Boy Scouts. We help the Autry Mill Nature Preserve, the Symphony Orchestra in Johns Creek. Those have opportunities to give us grant applications to see what they'd like to do, what type of funds they need to enhance the different areas of Johns Creek. That's obviously a decision of the board looking at that and deciding and making a decision on who gets the grant funds and what amount of funds they would receive.
I see. And it's strictly a grant of funds, or do you provide other services to any of these organizations?
Pretty much it's the grants and the funding that they receive, and then obviously different individuals are invited through the Mayor's Ball to help with some of the funding that we receive through the end of the year.
I see. And how do you go about requesting a grant if you're one of an organization that thinks might qualify?
Well, anyone's got the opportunity to go to our website in the city of Johns Creek. There's different requirements to be a grant applicant, and that information is also there on our website. And all they need to do is go ahead and fill out that information and get it to the Johns Creek Foundation. And then that is overlooked as far as the requirements and specific nature of the needs that we have to fill those requirements. And at that point, that selection process starts.
I see. To date, with the people that you have helped, what would you consider to be one of your greatest achievements?
There's mixed emotions there, but I got to tell you, I've played trumpet all my life, and I've got a gentleman sitting next to me that runs our orchestra that is just absolutely top-notch and phenomenal in the city of Johns Creek, so I'm putting him at the top of the list.
Well, it's probably a good time to go over to Wayne Bauman and ask you, sir, tell us about the symphony, how it got started, how long it's been in existence, a little bit about that. I mean, I've heard a couple of your programs, and they're spectacular. So I think our guests would really have a great time listening to you tell them about where it came from and how it works and how you can be part of it.
Thank you. We were founded in April of 2007, and this was after an experimental concert that we did at St. Benedict Catholic Church in December of 2006, and we had nearly 1,000 people attend that concert. So that experiment was a success. We decided to go ahead and incorporate in April of 2007, and the 2007-2008 concert season was our first, And current season is our sixth season. And we started with an idea that actually was born one Sunday night during a performance of Messiah at a local church back in 1997. And I must admit that my attention strayed away from the music during the performance. And I looked at this orchestra that I had in front of me with a very nice chorus of about 40 singers. Things were going really well, and I said to myself, this sounds pretty good. And I had been in the Johns Creek community long enough to know what was happening around here. What has happened since is exactly what was predicted back in the 1990s, that the community was expanding and it was going to be a very high quality community in a lot of ways, business wise, education, health care, residential, etc. And all that has come true. So that thought was, hey, we could have a professional orchestra here someday. And that little seed, that little thought, grew over a period of years. And then about 3 years before we were actually incorporated, we started taking some action to establish the orchestra as a fully professional performing arts organization.
I see. What awards of your as the symphony you've gotten over the years? I mean, I know it's got some great players.
In terms of awards, we've not won any awards. We haven't competed for any awards, but we have had the benefit of some financial assistance, particularly from the Johns Creek Foundation. But other organizations that we are eligible to get funding from would include the Georgia Council for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Fulton County Arts Council. And some businesses have helped us out, but a steady partner in our last four seasons in particular has been the Johns Creek Foundation, which has helped us fund the orchestra to present public concerts at no charge. Concert in the Park program, or Music in the Park program, is something that we've been involved in. And this past October, we were privileged to be the featured performing arts group for the Johns Creek Arts Festival. And this was due directly to substantial funding through the foundation.
Now, it's pretty unusual to have a symphony of your caliber in a fairly small community. What do you attribute that to?
Well, some good planning. Being associated with good people. I'm certainly not a businessman myself, but I know enough about performing arts organizations to know what makes them tick. And one of the little things that I like to remind people of is that love makes the world go round, but money pays the bills. And we have a board of directors, which has grown steadily over the years. We founded the organization with only three board members, but now we have 12 board members. These are people who have specific skills that they bring to our table, so to speak, and help us be an effective business as well as an effective performing arts organization. We also have the benefit of Metropolitan Atlanta. Just in the time that I've been here, I say just in the time, it's been 38 years, but in that 38-year period, the population of metropolitan Atlanta has more than doubled. But we still have only one full-time professional orchestra, that's the Atlanta Symphony. Mm-hmm. We have enough musicians to probably supply two more professional orchestras of similar caliber if each one of them could come up with $40 or $50 million a year in funding.
Wow.
Which, of course, nowadays, performing arts funding is hard to come by, and we have been very fortunate. It's a mix. It's what I guess you could refer to it as a perfect artistic storm. We have a wonderful community which has been committed from the get-go to a very high quality of living. We have great business leaders. We have great government leaders. We have organizations like the Johns Creek Foundation, which are concerned about the current climate in Johns Creek and planning for the future so that this continues to be one of the premier communities in America. So the combination of good planning, good execution of our plan, surrounding ourselves with a great community, or planting ourselves in a great community, and a very effective board of directors has contributed to our success.
Well, I hear the love. Now I want to find out how you pay the bills. So I guess we'll go to Wayne Carroll and ask him, how do you raise the money to fund all of this excellent organization and presentations to the public?
Well, if we're looking at the $40 million number, I got a whole new dynamic of things we would have to do, but we're going to have to scale that back a little bit. But what we do, the main fundraiser that we have is the Mayor's Ball, and that is a marquee event. It's a do-not-miss event that is our once-a-year fundraiser. It's a phenomenal time. It's open to the public, to the community. We get a great response from the business community getting involved. Typically, it's always a sold-out event. There's many situations throughout the year where people have the opportunity to donate funds as well. And of late, we've had a couple different people donate funds to the foundation, mainly because of what they see we do and what we give back as a foundation to the community. When we look at organizations like the Symphony Orchestra, we look at the Nature Preserve and some of the other benefactors that are there from education, helping the different kids and groups, they can see that Johns Creek is not only one of the best cities in the state of Georgia and probably the now ninth, possibly the eighth largest city in the state of Georgia, but they see the opportunity for the people in the community and the organizations wanting to give back. There's been a great deal of effort to get this city to where it is. We've got organizations such as the Symphony Orchestra that tirelessly put hours and time in to make sure that their performances going back to the public are not something that you just go see and listen and hear to music. We're talking top-notch events. We're looking at goals and ideas for this orchestra, even from different conversations talking to Wayne, where we don't just have people from the local area going to this event. These are going to be situations where people come from afar to Johns Creek because of what we offer.
I see. And in terms of doing the fundraising to support all of the organizations that you're funding, how do the business leaders work with you? How do they get involved?
Different business leaders can get involved either one by donating directly. There's different things that they do tying in with the Mayor's Ball as far as being a table sponsor, being a host to the event. We've got companies like Emory, Johns Creek Hospital, huge in the city of Johns Creek, and numerous other businesses of similar size and smaller size that help out a great deal, some just by writing a check, some by definitely getting involved and helping with the different events and things that go on throughout the year in Johns Creek to make it a top-notch event across the board.
I see. And how about individuals? How can they get involved?
Simply go to the website. If they need some information, they can get a hold of Diane Lasorda at info@johnscreekfoundation.org. Our website is www.johnscreekfoundation.org. All the information they would need is there. They'll get an immediate reply of what to do, how to get involved, how to just assist with the organization if they've got time and want to help at different functions that we host and sponsor and put on.
I see. You work with the city leaders, and I know I met you at one of the chamber events.
Yes.
How do you work with them, and how supportive are they of the foundation?
The city's very supportive. I guess I would state that simply because our chairman on the board is, in fact, the mayor of the city, which is Mayor Mike Bodker. And we have an extremely strong board, from the city attorney that's been on our board to the legislators to the local government to people that have been active within the city from its inception. And that's a dynamic that you don't always get together with those group of people at the same time, and this is something that's happened with this organization since 2007, constantly keeping Johns Creek first, not just to be on a marquee or on a number somewhere, but primarily for its residents and its businesses within the city limits.
Great. It's a fantastic organization you've put together, and that you're putting all this effort into to fund some great causes.
Well, it's a lot more than just the board and the administrative staff that's there to push us forward. It's the city getting involved and the businesses making it work, and we're very pleased.
Great. If I could go back to you, Wayne too, and ask you about the symphony. If you're a musician and you're interested in maybe participating or helping out somebody, is there an opportunity for musicians to become involved, and what should they do?
They should contact me.
And how do we do that?
They can send an email to me. My email address is basso33@yahoo.com. That's the Italian word for bass, B-A-S-S-O, and the numerals 33, my age. basso33@yahoo.com. They can just send me a little note with a one-page orchestral resume. We have not had to have auditions yet. Thus far, the membership has been by invitation, and we have a roster of approximately 100 musicians. We generally have between 35 and 50 musicians on stage at any given time, but we do have a musician list that we go to depending on what we're playing and how many musicians are needed. And we go down the list, and if they're available, they're in. If they're not available, we go to the next name on the list. Unfortunately, or fortunately, if you look at it from another perspective, we share musicians with several small orchestras throughout Georgia, metropolitan Atlanta, and some surrounding states. We have musicians who perform with us who play with the Chattanooga Symphony, the Greenville Symphony, couple of orchestras in Florida, the Columbus Symphony, and two or three orchestras around metro Atlanta. So we share musicians. Many freelancers play in upwards of a half dozen orchestras throughout the year in order to put bread on the table.
What do you do with the schools?
We have two programs that are more or less school-related. One we did two summers ago, JCSO Summer Strings, which was for upper elementary and middle school children, a string camp that lasted for a week and culminated in a performance, which was very helpful to kids of that age bracket. And this year, for the first time, back in October, we did a Meet the Orchestra program at Wilson Creek Elementary, which is a program that we're going to continue to develop. And we're seeking funding from a few sources excuse me, that specialize in educational funding versus purely performing arts funding. But it's a program in which we use a character, a funny guy, to introduce the instruments of the orchestra to kids. And then we demonstrate the instruments one at a time, then as an instrument family, then as a full orchestra. And that program runs about 40 minutes in length, so it's designed to reach a young audience without tiring them out and having them lose interest before the end of the concert.
Yeah. Now, what have the results been from that program?
I see Wayne chuckling. Are you one of those kids who loses interest early in the concert?
Not at all. Not at all.
You better not be.
You said that just like you practiced it.
I'm sorry, Chris. What was that question?
I was wondering what effect that program has had on children and their interest in music.
Extremely positive. The kids were, toward the end of the concert, we had a group of kids assembled at the front of the performance venue on the floor. They looked like a little group of rock star groupies. They were ready to attack the stage. They were so excited. And we gave them an opportunity to come up and look at the instruments up close and see exactly how they work at the end of the concert. So that particular audience became very excited. And then there are other music teachers and administrators who've heard about our program. We've talked to some of them. And we have plans underway to do another presentation next fall in another school in another part of the city.
Great. I see that Wayne Carroll is sitting here with anxious to say something. So what's on your mind?
I've had an opportunity to be at a few of the different concerts, and it's just amazing from what Wayne said. It's all true from children to adults. They'll hit certain choruses or certain songs and phrases that, everybody just jumps up and starts dancing. And I've seen that even with some of the people sitting in this room here today.
Well, one more time, if we can, before we close, if I can start with you, Wayne Carroll, mm-hmm. With the foundation, can you tell people how to get in touch with you one more time?
Sure, and if they want to get in touch with the Johns Creek Foundation, they would simply go to info@johnscreekfoundation.org. They will get an immediate reply there to whatever they ask or whatever their needs may be. They can go to the website, which is at www.johnscreekfoundation.org. They can go to any of the events where they'll be seeing ourselves, the logoed items. Just feel free to come up to the booth, to the table, at any of the events where they see us there. All the information they need is available, and for those organizations, nonprofit looking for some assistance, by all means, go to the website and get the grant applications filled out.
Fantastic. And Wayne Ballman, if we can have your contact information one more time on the symphony.
Okay, johnscreeksymphony.org, a very attractive, easy-to-use website, has complete information on how to get your tickets, information about venues, programming, and so forth, and how to contact us. I believe it's info@johnscreeksymphony.org for general information, and there's a telephone contact there. And while we don't have somebody in the office all the time, we do check those messages frequently and return calls as quickly as we can, because we love to hear from people and love to communicate with people.
Well, fantastic. I certainly appreciate having everyone on. And again, gentlemen, thank you for being here. It's been a great program, and we'll let our listeners go, and they can get to their computers and get in touch.
That'd be good. Thanks. Well, Chris, thanks for having us on.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.